Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Welcome to all those who are here with us as we celebrate the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Welcome also to all those who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. We are glad you are here. For those who are unable to receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament today, let us pray an act of spiritual communion and ask for the graces of the Most Holy Eucharist. My Jesus, I believe that you are in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long for you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you have already come, I embrace you and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Our presider for this liturgy is Bishop Boyer, assisted by Deacon Jim. This Mass is being offered for John, Barbara, and Ryan Sugstad.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Sisters and brothers, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, glory to God.
Let us pray. O God, who manifest your mighty power above all by pardoning and showing mercy, bestow, we pray, your grace abundantly upon us, and make those hastening to attain your promises heirs to the treasures of heaven, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, woe to the complacent in Zion, lying upon beds of ivory, stretched comfortably on their couches. They eat lambs taken from the flock and calves from the stall, improvising to the music of the harp. Like David, they devise their own accompaniment. They drink wine from bowls and anoint themselves with the best oils. Yet they are not made ill by the collapse of Joseph. Therefore, now they shall be the first to go into exile, and their wanton revelry shall be done away with. The word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
It is he who gives bread to the hungry. The Lord who sets prisoners free.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. But you, man of God, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Compete well for the faith. Lay hold of eternal life to which you were called when you made the noble confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you before God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who gave testimony under Pontius Pilate for the noble confession, to keep the commandment without stain or reproach until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the blessed and only ruler will make manifest at the proper time, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, and whom no human being has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal power. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by the angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, "Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames." Abraham replied, "My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours." He said, "Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment." But Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." He said, "Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." Then Abraham said, "If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Well, first of all, pardon me for I have sciatica, so I'm having a little trouble with my left leg not doing what I want it to do. And I'm sure a number of you have had this or have it right now, so you know what I'm talking about. Okay, this summer, my parents celebrated their 72nd wedding anniversary. Are there any here? No, that's right. What I need to know is, are there any couples who have been married 80 years or longer? Anyone? Not seeing anyone. Okay. Any here who have been married 70 to 79 years, stand up if there's any couples. 70 to 79 years. Right here in the front row. So you must be our eldest couple, right? How many? How many anniversaries? 77. Nobody can beat that, can they? Okay, anyone 60 to 69 years, stand up. Any couples, stand up if you're 60 to 69. Congratulations. Okay, now 50 to 59. 50 to 59. Oh, my goodness, look at that. Congratulations. Okay, now let's do 40 to 49. 40 to 49. All right. Let's see if we got any youngsters here. 30 to 39. 30 to 39. Yay, good. We got a couple. Excellent. Okay, now 20 to 29. Any 20 to 29 anniversaries here? Oh, we got some. Okay. All right, let's see. Now I'm at 10 to 19. 10 to 19. Anyone married 10 to... Oh, good. We got a couple. Okay. All right, now, those married up to 9 years. Anyone 9 years or less married? Stand up if you're here. Are you the only one? Oh, wait. How many years have you been married? How many years married?
1 year, how many for you guys? Two? Less than a year? So we got our two youngest couples. Congratulations to you. All right, we're going to do a blessing after the homily, and I'll have all of you stand up for that. But what a wonderful sign. Thank you so very, very much. Marriage is often, at least in celebrating in the church, is often under-celebrated, and I'm just so happy, so glad to be here with all of you for this day. Now, the homily. When I was a seminarian in Rome, which was a long time ago, by the way, I lived at the North American College, which is located on a hill on the west side of the city overlooking St. Peter's. Every day, we would walk to the center of town for our classes. And as we walked down the hill, we passed by a woman and her son who lived in a cardboard box. She was known to us as the Russian lady. I presume she was Russian. It is amazing, now that I look back on it, how normal that came to seem to be. And how I could walk right by them, oftentimes daily, without really noticing. Our readings today seem to be about riches and poverty, a topic which St. Luke very much likes to present in his gospel. But it's not really that simple. The words of Amos in our first reading help us to see a greater complexity. For it is not that the inhabitants of Judah are rich that really bothers the prophet Amos. Rather, he tells them, "Woe to the complacent in Zion." The complacent. The people are comfortable, well-fed, well-heeled, well-entertained, and yet Amos says they are not bothered at all by the collapse of Joseph. All around them are evils and wickedness and injustice, and they just don't seem to notice it. The same criticism is rendered against the Pharisees in the story which Jesus tells in today's gospel, the story of Lazarus and the rich man. Certainly, part of the story is that the places are switched. Where the rich man had everything, now he has nothing. And where Lazarus was sick and poor, now he rests in the bosom of Abraham. However, the most important part of this story is at the end. The rich man wants his brothers to be warned about their sinfulness and ask God to let Lazarus rise from the dead to speak to them. God's response is that his siblings will not even notice. They will not even notice. The real message here is about noticing, about not seeing and understanding the signs all around us, the signs of our times. The rich man in the gospel story simply never really noticed Lazarus begging at his doorstep. The Judeans, according to Amos, did not see the evils around them and which they were also causing. And the brothers of the rich man in the gospel did not listen to Moses and the prophets. They did not see the message contained in the Word of God. We too, my sisters and brothers, need eyes to see and ears to hear. It seems too true that we often walk through our lives in a daze. We do things and we do not pay attention to their consequences. Perhaps it is because we do not want to be bothered. What our Lord is telling us is that we had better let ourselves be bothered now. Or when the time comes, we will most certainly be very bothered. We will not be able to plead, "I did not know." The Lord will only tell us, "You should have known, for there were signs all around you." Ignorance in this matter is no excuse. How do we wake up, my sisters and brothers? How do we become more attentive to the signs of our times? I believe St. Paul provides some guidance in his letter to Timothy today. Paul tells Timothy to seek after integrity and piety, etc., etc.
These virtues do not just happen in our lives. We must seek after them. We must be intentional. We must make a conscious commitment and effort to believe, to love, to be pious, to be gentle. Secondly, Paul tells Timothy to grab the eternal life to which we are called when we were baptized. This is sound advice to help make our marriages real marriages as well. If all we do is sit in our homes and remain comfortable and entertained and well-fed and well-dressed, we will become blinded by that comfort. We literally will not notice anything or anyone around us. To combat that slow death, we need to return to our baptism and seek after the virtuous life we promised so long ago. Then, let us rest in the bosom of Abraham. God bless you all. Almighty and eternal God, you have so exalted the unbreakable bond of marriage that it has become the sacramental sign of your Son's union with the Church as his spouse. Look with favor on our brothers and sisters whom you have united in marriage as they ask for your help and the protection of the Virgin Mary. They pray that in good times and in bad, they will grow in love for each other, that they will resolve to be of one heart in the bond of peace. Lord, in their struggles, let them rejoice that you are near to help them. In their needs, let them know that you are there to rescue them. In their joys, let them see that you are the source and completion of every happiness. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Congratulations. You might as well stay standing. We're going to do the creed now.
I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made.
Let us now offer our prayers to our Heavenly Father.
For the shepherds of the church, for the Pope, bishops, and priests, that their faith-filled teaching and preaching will lead all God's people into the one sheepfold of grace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For world leaders, that God will help them listen to the needs of humanity and give them wisdom in developing policies so that all may have food, safety, and live in peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the homebound who are unable to be with us in person for this liturgy, especially those who are celebrating milestone wedding anniversaries this year, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That many men and women will generously accept the call to serve Christ in his church As priests, deacons, religious, and holy married couples, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
prayer. For all who are recovering from the hurricanes and other disasters, that God will comfort them, give them strength, and open the hearts of many to assist them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the poor, the sick, the lonely, and the dying, may they be comforted and helped by the Christian community. We pray for our television, radio, and online community, and for Mike Moquin, Phil Brune, Del Rey, Angelica Liu, and those listed in our book of prayer. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the faithful departed, that they may join the angels and saints in the glory of heaven, we remember Richard Henderson, James Geiger, Lorena Schwem, and all of the holy souls in purgatory. We pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, hear all these prayers which we offer in the name of Jesus, for he is Lord forever and ever. Sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept your sacrifice and your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good.
grant us, O merciful God, that this our offering may find acceptance with you, and that through it the wellspring of all blessing may be laid open before us, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death, and by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all of the saints, and whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and the salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, your servant Francis, our Pope, and Earl, our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you in your compassionate, merciful Father. Gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world.
To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Take away the sins of the world. Have mercy.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Please join in singing our First Communion song, number 777, Here I Am, Lord, number 777.
Sky, I have heard my people cry.
join in singing number 828, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace, number 828.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you. Make me channel of your peace. Where there's despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. Oh, Master, grant that
Let us pray.
May this heavenly mystery, O Lord, restore us in mind and body, that we may be co-heirs in glory with Christ, to whose suffering we are united whenever we proclaim his death, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Bow down for the blessing.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May he let his face shine upon you and show you his mercy.
Amen.
May he turn his countenance toward you and give you his peace.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in singing number 614, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore You, number 614.
Oh,
Thank you for joining us today for the Outreach Mass. I'm Father Gordon Riegel. Whether or not you are comfortable sharing the faith with others, when you support the Outreach Mass as a disciple, you are sharing the good news with thousands of viewers across Michigan. Please help us to keep the Outreach Mass on the air. You may send donations to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for being part of our worshiping community and for sharing the faith. May God bless and keep you.